Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, October the 23rd, 2008. All the geek without the weight once again, however, down to one host, kids. That's right. It's your Uncle Vicar caring for you today. Billy Flynn is busy banging his head against a brick wall in the old day job that we've been telling you about for so many weeks. So he's going to be all right, but he's going to go bye-bye mentally for a day or two. So it's all me. Don't worry about that. I got you covered, okay? This very day, by the way, October the 23rd in 4004 BC, apparently the world was created. This is according to the calculations of Archbishop James Usher. 4004 BC, that's when it all started, because, you know, the dinosaur bones were put there by Satan. 1958, the Smurfs. You've heard of those little guys, right? Yeah, they appeared for the very first time. 1954, birthday of Ang Lee. 1959, fellow director Sam Raimi came to us. And in the same year, 1959, Weird Al Yankovic. So how about that for a birthday day, huh? Thursday means patio books. We'll be talking about that. Got a little bit of news of the Geekly coming up as well. First of all, though, let's turn our attention to the television pages for the night, kids. NBC, brand new My Name is Earl. The show that I keep bloody well forgetting to tell my wife to put on the DVR or to remind me to put on the DVR, but she's better at it because I always end up getting some kind of German programming every time I try to tape anything. Kath and Kim, this new sitcom, anybody else heard of this thing? I want to check this out. This is the second week it's been on, and I keep forgetting to get it. So that's on. Also, you got The Office, you got ER, it's all brand new on NBC. I will be avoiding baseball like the plague because I do believe that watching baseball is like hanging out at the Moose Lodge watching shirts go out of style. However, those of you that love it, live for it, more power to you. Game 2 is tonight on Fox. You got your brand new Smallville, brand new Supernatural tonight on the CW. AMC rolling out with the Starsky and Hutch movie, baby, from 04, I want to say. This is with the Wilson kid and Snoop Dogg and Ben Stiller. I liked this movie. Mind you, I'm an old man, which means I actually watched Starsky and Hutch when I was a kid. Show of hands, who remembers Starsky and Hutch? Yeah, I know you guys do, right? Okay, and I see you there in the back. Not many. You young kids don't get this stuff anymore, but Starsky and Hutch was awesome. We all wanted to be... I honestly don't remember which one was which anymore. We wanted to be both of them. It didn't matter. It went back and forth by the day. Over on True TV, you got Smoking Gun Presents, World's Dumbest Drivers, because you don't see enough of them on the way home already. On a similar vein, Discovery Channel tonight, the show is called Destroyed in Seconds. I don't know. Already I see these kids. Remember, I live in the South, and we already celebrate pretty much everything worth celebrating by blowing stuff up, blowing it up real good. So I don't know that we need to have this on TV. But there it is. Whatever. I'm not... Whatever. All right, Family Channel, Adam's Family movie from 91. Raul Julia, that was a good movie. Dude, Silver Streak is on the Fox Movie Channel tonight. I loved this movie, bleeped as it is. On network TV from 1976, Gene Wilder, why the hell can't I remember his last name? Oh, this happens when I get on a roll and I'm on the mic by myself. And Richard Pryor, thank you. Silver Streak, this is why we have producers. Silver Streak is on HBO, continuing True Blood, the vampire series that I have but haven't watched yet. Because I don't have time. I don't know why I do this. I'm still watching things that I marginally care about, leaving me not enough time to watch the stuff I really want to check out. Why do I do this? Email me. Tell me why I do these things. I'm an ill man. Ion Channel, City of Angels. My wife hates this film, but I like it. And finally, wrapping up, the Hallmark Channel always hooks us up. On Hallmark, a man seeks justice after his wife and daughter's deaths caused by a teenage driver who was racing illegally on the highway. Yes, Dean Cain stars in Crossroads, A Story of Forgiveness. I don't think hilarity is going to ensue at any point in this film, so no, not for me. You might like it, though. I don't care. GRD mailbag, not a whole lot in here. You guys are slacking up on us. I have one message, and I don't understand that. But I'm going to read it because it is from the patron saint of this here program. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried writes, regarding the brick, Billy, you should paint it gold before mounting it. Yeah, I did. Flynn, during your time in the Air Force, I'm sure you may have heard about a gold brick. Vicar, I don't mean detoxing after a night of Goldschlager either. I have no idea what that means. I admit it. I got nothing. And Billy's not here, so I don't know. I don't have to understand. Okay, listen, Thursday, I'm by myself. Give me a break. We're coming back in 1 minute. I'm going to give you your patio books for the day. Also, we got news of the Geekly. It's all coming up right here this Thursday, October 23rd, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons as a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of. He's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Hi, this is Mer Lafferty, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Flynn, get your hands off my parsec. Vicar, get your hands off my other parsec. For your information, that's not my parsec. I have a knife.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, October 23rd, 2008. It is your Uncle Vicar flying solo without Billy Flynn today. It's going to be fine, though. We're going to do this just fine because we still got everything you need to know, all the geek without the wait for you Thursday. News of the Geeklified is coming up in just a minute. First of all, though, as we do every Thursday, let's talk patio books, kiddies.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just
all
don't
right.
understand
Here's
it.
Here's the patio books that's going on this week. Please welcome Donald O'Donovan to the site, releasing his fiction tale, The Sugar House, autobiographical coming-of-age tale of five working-class lads in the historic village of Cooperstown, New York, centering around a local brothel called The Sugar House. Over from Edwin Alexander, The Theft of the Master. He's finally posting all of his episodes, plus the prologue. It's done and finished, so for all of you guys that like to wait till a book is done before you start getting it, all 41 chapters of that are out as of this week. Welcome Roberto Scarlato to the site, releasing a serialized audiobook version of his novel, Mr. Dead Eyes. Nice. Strange things happen when the lights go down in the shady setting of the Roseville Hospital. Ooh, it's creepy. There you go. Halloween's coming, so, you know, creepy is good. Speaking of Halloween, you know what else you get when you think Halloween? Zombies. That's right. Good thing James Melzer today begins the release of his serialized audiobook, The Zombie Chronicles Escape. When an asteroid passes by our planet and leaves a trail of death in its wake, a quarter of the population become the living dead. Yeah. Zombie Chronicles Escape from James Melzer. Also, Mr. Dead Eyes from Roberto Scarlato. Theft of the Master from Edwin Alexander. And Donald O'Donovan's Sugar House. All new this week. Join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, free, and awesome. As soon as you finish listening to today's edition of GRD, take your attention and your hot, geeky fingers over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news for Thursday, boys and girls. All the geeky news from the geeky perspective that Billy usually likes to start. Worry not, Billy will be back. He's just a bit mad this week. He'll be fine. It's all going to clear up. A 114-year-old Illinois house where a lot of the 1993 Groundhog Day took place may become a real bed and breakfast. Everton and Carla Stewart Martin weren't initially aware of the house's claim to fame as a fictional Cherry Street Inn and simply thought it would be ideal to fulfill their dreams of owning a B&B. That's kind of nice. Bad news for all you mutated kids infected with teen plague from Charles Burns' Black Hole comic. This is from io9.com. The Beowulf team of Neil Gaiman and Roger Avery will not pen the story for the big screen adaptation. Conflict of work style between them and infamous director David Fincher. He apparently wanted to do something like 10 drafts and they said forget it. A 114-year-old Illinois house where much of the action in the 1993 Groundhog Day took place will soon become a bed and breakfast. Owners Everton Martin and Carla Stewart Martin were not initially aware that the house had a claim to fame as a fictional B&B, just thought it would be a good idea to fulfill their dream of owning a B&B themselves. Marvel Studios, president of production, has been blabbing to MTV that the next of their characters to get the big screen treatment will be Doctor Strange. This from IGN.com. Rumors of the movie incarnation of the property have been circulating for years, including David Goyer at one point set to direct, Guillermo del Toro recently discussing that as well. It has been admitted by the president of production now that Doctor Strange is on the list. A 114-year-old Illinois house where much of the action in the 1993 Groundhog Day took place may soon become a real B&B. Owners Everton and Carla Stewart Martin weren't aware of the house's claim to fame as the fictional Cherry Street Inn, simply thought it would be ideal to fulfill their dream of owning their own B&B. From io9.com, the rumors are true. Lucasfilm and BioWare announced yesterday the two companies are working on a morpig called Star Wars The Old Republic that will not only offer players a chance to step into the Star Wars universe, but change the way MMOs are made forever. While staying unsurprisingly cagey about the amount of work that's gone into the game, BioWare's lead designer on the project admitted the game is the equivalent to not just one sequel to Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, but several. And finally, the 114-year-old Illinois house where much of the action in the 1993 Groundhog Day took place may become a real bed and breakfast. Everton Martin and Carla Stewart Martin were not initially aware of the house's claim to fame as the fictional Cherry Street Inn, just thought it would be cool to own their very own bed and breakfast. Huh. I've heard that. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there and join the forums, too, for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Weekend wrap-up show. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
Tonight on It's the Mind, we examine the phenomenon of déjà vu. That strange feeling we sometimes get that we've lived through something before. That what is happening now has already happened tonight. On It's the Mind, we examine the phenomenon of déjà vu. That strange feeling we sometimes get that we live... Anyway, tonight on It's the Mind, we examine the phenomenon of déjà vu. That strange... Good evening. Tonight on It's the Mind, we examine the phenomenon of déjà vu. That strange feeling we sometimes get. That we've lived through something.